to build a universe. Carl Sagan says that to bake an apple pie, you will need to invent the universe. But in some cases, to build a universe, you just need some apples. Universe is not as colorful as we see it in photos, nor is Mars so red. Astrophotography is complicated. Telescopes see below and beyond the visible range of light. To represent that information in a friendly way, new colors are added to photographs. Moreover, still photographs can also hint on or indicate motion. Objects that are red, like a dim red flashlight, are moving away. Objects that are blue, like a blinding flashlight, are moving towards you. You hear that in a car passing you by. When it's moving towards you, it's high-pitched. When it passes you, the pitch becomes slower. Basically, you have to pause and see all the things that aren't entirely apparent in the photo. The depth, the motion, and above all, the fact that it's all three-dimensional. Even if it kind of seems flat-ish in this heavily edited photo that merges multiple sources of information. Nothing's flat in the universe. These are not just confusing blobs. They are three-dimensional shapes. They are often expanding or imploding. When you see a star, don't think of it as a circle. That's always been a terrible idea. Think of it as a sphere. A sphere lit from the inside. When you see a nebula or a cloud, that is not just mere confusing background. Those are three-dimensional objects. They are clouds, gas and dust, lit by the stars inside them. Mr. Sagan reminds us that we are made out of that stardust, or star stuff. Originally, the universe just had gas, because of how simple it is, and it was hydrogen. When two atoms of hydrogen came together, they increased their gravity, and thus made it more likely to pull a third atom, and so on. When you gather enough gas, it will compress and ignite and form a star. It will begin creating helium. Large stars are unstable, and by large I mean 5 times our sun. They will eventually explode, filling cosmos with dust clouds. The dust is forged at the center of the star, where atoms are smashed together to create heavier particles. Now you have atoms of carbon and silicon and iron and calcium, copper, mercury, silver, and gold coming together, creating stardust. Some of this stardust can collect to create a dust disk that spins around a new sun lit by hydrogen and helium and some of the other stuff. Here, the planets will form. The dust rotating around the sun is smashing together into bigger and bigger chunks. And as it turns out, the universe is so big and there are so many of these planets, that it is impossible not to create little cell-like structures and ultimately life that adapts and flourishes by means of evolution. To try to capture all of this as an artist, though, all you need to do is to be able to paint an apple. Those are the planets and the moons. Don't forget moons. There are like 181 moons in our solar system. Everyone forgets the moons. Moons actually form the same way that planets do, but they get lonely in their orbits and they never progress beyond just a small icy chunk. Now, if your apple comes out butt ugly, that is called an asteroid, a rock that got knocked out of the orbit during planet formation. But you know, if you just squint at an asteroid with all its random 3D shape and kind of fluff it up and throw it into the background, you get yourself a dust nebula. The thing about nebula is that they are lit from the inside. Imagine cotton candy with some LED lights. It is of some note that some of them will be right on the outside and will light up the wall of this now big cotton cloud. You can imagine a cloud of apples if you like. Here, the apples you can see shine with their own light, lighting up the dust all around them. Personally, I think it's pretty much okay to say that if you ever need to paint a universe, all you really need is apples. Remember that it's all just 3D shapes. It's nothing confusing or anything to be scared of. They are just simple, primitive 3D objects. Apples.